to Celebration Sermons. I'm Laura, the pastor of Celebration Lutheran in Chardon, Ohio. And throughout the Lenten season, we are focusing on the cruciform life. This will be our theme. And in this second sermon in the series, we are going to focus on the interaction between Jesus and the rich man in the 10th chapter of Mark. Jesus tells the rich man that there's just one thing missing in his relationship with God. You and I have that one thing as well, the one thing that we place at the center of our lives instead of God. The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 10th chapter. As Jesus was setting out on a journey, a man ran up and knelt before him and asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not murder, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, you shall not defraud. Honor your father and mother." The man said to him, "Teacher, I have kept all of these since my youth." Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said, "You lack one thing. Go, sell what you own and give the money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." When the man heard this, he was shocked and went away grieving, for he had many possessions. Then Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard it will be for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God." And the disciples were perplexed at these words. But Jesus said to them again, "Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." They were greatly astounded and said to one another, "Then who can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "For mortals, it is impossible, but not for God. For God, all things are possible." Peter began to say to him, "Look, we have left everything and followed you." Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, there is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or fields for my sake and for the sake of the good news who will not receive 100-fold now in this age, houses, brothers and sisters, mothers and children and fields with persecutions, and in the age to come eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last will be first." The Gospel of our Lord. This man in our story today might just be my favorite character in all of Scripture. It might be because I get him. Perhaps more to the point, I am him. Because I can see me running up to Jesus. "Jesus, Jesus, Jesus! What do I gotta do? What do I gotta do? Give me the to-do list. Because I love me a good list. And I love checking things off the list. Putting things on the list that I've already done so I can cross them off. Right? Oh, I can get an amen on this, I think. And then I can see Jesus
looking at me and going, "Now, you've been a faithful follower all these years, and I'm head bobbing. Yes, yes, Lord, you know what I've been doing." And Jesus continues and he says, "You know all about going to church and giving to charitable causes and keeping the Ten Commandments." And I'm like, "Oh, yeah, I've been doing it all. My whole life, I've been doing all of this because my crazy dad, when I was 7, gave me an allowance and I had to give 30 cents of it to the church every 2 weeks." Now, maybe there's some of you out there who haven't been doing these things for the whole of your life. Maybe you've just recently come back to church, come back to faith. And so your response to Jesus perhaps is slightly different. "Yeah, I'm working really hard to learn what this means." And then Jesus looks at me, looks at you with those eyes filled with love, those eyes that look at you and say, "My dear sweet child, how lost you still are." Now, if Jesus were to come out and say straight up to you and I something akin to, "You still don't get it," we would probably get defensive. "Of course I don't get it, Jesus. I'm only human. I can't keep all of those commandments." Or, "What do you mean I don't get it? I just told you I do all those things." Or, "How could I possibly get it, Jesus? I'm new at this. We just talked about that." Instead of us getting all defensive, and instead of Jesus coming straight out, he looks at you, at me, at this man in our reading today and says, "You lack one thing." And then Jesus tells this man what he lacks. And in this case, it is that the man is more devoted, more tied to his possessions than to God. And when the man hears this, he is shocked and goes away grieving because he has a lot of stuff. And Jesus has pointed it out rightly.